On your way to the beach, the mountains, or the easy chair this 4th of July weekend, commentator Maureen Carrigan says you must make a detour and pick up Patricia Cornwell's new novel, Cruel and Unusual, the fourth thriller featuring Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Kay Scarpetta.
There's a gruesome scene in Cruel and Unusual that's sure to give you the shudders if you live, as most people do, in a house or apartment where others have lived before you. Dr. Kay Scarpetta and a team of investigators visit a house where 10 years before, a woman reporter was brutally stabbed to death. Scarpetta desperately needs to find a fingerprint of the murderer, even though he was just put to death in the electric chair. The house, of course, was thoroughly cleaned after the murder. But blood, it seems, never really disappears, though it may be invisible to the naked eye. Scarpetta and her team begin spraying a chemical which makes bloodstains and bloody fingerprints glow in the dark. When she douses the house lights, this is what Scarpetta tells us she sees. Old blood trapped in the crevices of the parquet floor emitted a blue-white glow. I sprayed and sprayed and saw footprints all over the room. To my right, smeared handprints flashed on the wall. On the ceiling appeared a constellation of small, bright stars. And the floor directly in front of the TV, where the body had been found, went crazy. I don't know about you, but that passage makes me want to get out the can of Ajax and start scrubbing. This is the first Kay Scarpetta novel I've read, even though for years people have been telling me how great the series is. I blame the delay on Quincy, that bully of a medical examiner played by Jack Klugman. Quincy was always shouting in a voice loud enough to wake the dead. But Kay Scarpetta blows the odious memory of Quincy away as easily as a fan disperses formaldehyde fumes. If anything, Scarpetta's friends tell her she's too cool, too controlled. They're right. Though her lover has been killed by terrorists and her job is in jeopardy, Scarpetta keeps on making those Y-shaped incisions with a hand as steady as steel. Cruel and Unusual opens with Scarpetta waiting to perform an autopsy on that freshly electrocuted murderer, whose name is Ronnie Joe Waddell. What should be a routine job is complicated when that very night, a 13-year-old boy is stabbed to death in the same distinctive manner that Waddell used to kill that woman reporter. From there, the bodies begin to pile up as fast as the morgue can toe-tag them. I can't divulge much more of the ingenious plot without ruining the suspense, so I'll just tell you that Scarpetta becomes suspect number one. Even the governor wants her behind bars. Fighting to help Scarpetta clear her name is her teenage niece Lucy, a sassy computer whiz. Much of the pleasure of reading Cruel and Unusual comes from watching this pair of pros at work. Lucy decodes hieroglyphic computer language. Scarpetta studies abrasions on a corpse's elbow, and together they crack the case. I imagine this is the same kind of pleasure that Tom Clancy's fans get out of reading his techno thrillers. But in Cruel and Unusual, most of the danger-level testosterone you see is in a jar.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Patricia Cornwell's new thriller, Cruel and Unusual.